Morning Watch, upholding the truth and testifying to the truth, that the church is the pillar and base of the truth and the corporate manifestation of God in the flesh. Week 5, Monday, related verses. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 18, verse 37b. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I would testify to the truth. 1 John 1, verses 6 through 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. 1 John 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. John 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. Colossians 2, verse 2. That their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Related reading. Speaking metaphorically, Paul speaks of the church as a pillar and base of the truth. The pillar supports the building, and the base holds the pillar. The church is such a supporting pillar and holding base of the truth. The truth here refers to the real things which are revealed in the New Testament concerning Christ and the church according to God's New Testament economy. The truth is the reality and the contents of God's New Testament economy. This economy is composed of two mysteries, Christ as a mystery of God and the church as a mystery of Christ. Christ and the church, the head and the body, are the contents of the reality of God's New Testament economy. The church is a supporting pillar and holding base of all these realities. A local church should be such a building that holds, bears, and testifies the truth, the reality of Christ and the church. To God, the church has a function to bear all that God is as the reality, the truth of the universe. The word reality is better than truth in conveying the proper meaning because truth can be misunderstood as doctrines. This may cause people to think that the church holds doctrines. No. The church is not for holding doctrines, but for holding the reality of all that God is. In the universe, only God is reality. All that he is reality, which is born by the church. We are here as a church, the house and household of God, holding the reality of all that God is. The truth born by the church is the triune God, having Christ as the embodiment, center, and expression to produce the church as the body of Christ, the house of God, and the kingdom of God. The truth, the reality, is Christ, and Christ is the embodiment of God. The church bears Christ as the reality. The church testifies to the whole universe that Christ and Christ alone is the reality. As the pillar and base of the truth, the church bears the reality of the triune God. The church stands not for doctrine, but for the truth, the reality of the triune God. History has clearly shown us that the existence of a denomination, free group, or the genuine church life all depends on solid doctrines. If there are no solid doctrines, there is no church. Even in the past, I occasionally indicated strongly that the so-called spirit of the Pentecostal movement cannot build up the church, but the solid truth or the solid doctrines can. Certainly, what kind of church you will build up depends upon what kind of truth you teach. Since 1962, here in the United States, we have stressed greatly that the churches are built up not by mere doctrines, but by Christ, by the Spirit, and by life. Since this time, a great many messages have been put out on the truth. Through the years, we have stressed Christ, the Spirit, and life. In all the messages, what we condemned was the empty, dead doctrines of dead letters. However, we fully realize that to produce the church, to have the church exist, and to build up the church, we needed to put out the solid, living truths full of Christ, full of the Spirit, and full of life. God's way to carry out His economy is to use His holy word.